Bleed Red.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
Yeah, look at us being excited. We're so happy to be here.
Yeah.
Recording things, saying funny things.
I've got my big can of sugar.
I've got, nothing.
I have an energy drink, by the way. It's not just I don't actually have a big can of sugar. Although I suppose that is basically what it is.
Just heaping spoonfuls into your mouth.
Helps the medicine go down.
It
so
does.
I say. Although, in what medicine?
Apparently that is based on a real thing.
Is it?
Yeah, the Sherman brothers, one of them, his kid. You haven't seen Save Mr. Banks, have you? But I think they say it in the film, but his kid at school came home and said, oh, they put the medicine, like they like dropped it on a teaspoon of sugar.
I got given a sugar cube once.
Yeah.
It at the doctor's, I think.
Merry Christmas, yeah, doll. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Mum. they put your medicine on it?
I think so. I remember it being in like primary school. I was really young and we all queued up to see like, I don't know, a nurse or something, and they gave us each sugar cube.
Peculiar. I wonder what medicine it was. I wonder if it was the same thing.
Yeah, maybe.
But what, like, could it have been, it must have been like an inoculation or something though, right? Because why would every kid be having
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I was too young to question it.
So put medicine on sugar, guys.
Yes.
I wonder if you can put other things on sugar.
I think you can just, a little bit of sugar helps anything go down.
Yeah.
Except an insulin shot.
Oh, fucking hell. Anyway, what film are we doing today, Thomas?
Fucking never-ending story, mate.
Never-ending story.
Yeah.
What other accents do we do?
Oh, that's probably about it, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Pretty much.
I can't think of a single other one we do, actually.
We attempt Irish sometimes.
Oh, never-ending story. Oh. Never-ending story.
That's Northern Irish.
Yeah, that's the good island. Yeah. Yeah, fucking never-ending story.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Well, I always had a massive boner for this film when I was a kid. And I am pleased to report that the film is fine.
Yeah.
I thought, anyway. Like, by the time I got to the end, I was hooked and I was in. But it had all the telltale signs of a story of like epic fantasy proportions crammed into a 90-minute film. And I'm not sure the director had fully mastered the art of scene transitions.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. I kind of thought it was stupid in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Just because like that, it didn't hang together for me. But I thought all the like production values, especially for when it was made, were very good. It's very like 80s. Like, there's something about like 80s fantasy films that is very like awesome in the classic sense of the
word. Yeah, I know what you mean,
because everything's kind of made like in real life. It's not CGI. It has this very like, it's made to look like the covers of like classic fantasy books in a way.
Yeah,
I really appreciate that, because it is like, ooh,
yep, I totally know what you mean,
kind of thing.
I did like the story as well. I liked the idea that it's being driven by the kid who's reading the book, and in the end he has to do the thing with giving the Empress a new name and stuff. I quite liked all that.
Yeah, you know, I think the whole time I was thinking, I bet this was a really good book.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly what it felt like. It felt like a great book that's been made into a film. And like I said, all the telltale signs, like as soon as we get into the fantasy world, all the plot points are just like fucking hammered in the first 2 minutes. And it's like, this would have been several chapters. Now, I think this film would have been 2.5 hours if it was made
today.
I think
they'd just make it into like a series.
They'd make it into a series now, yeah.
So yeah, fuck the 80s.
Although we did enjoy its fantasy production.
Yeah. And its Cold War. and a fucking Sebastian or Bastion. His
fucking
name
Bastion.
Bastion.
Yeah.
I like that name a lot, but I also think, oh, I just put the S on the front. You know? Can you imagine if you was like a nobleman, your name was Sir Bastion.
Sebastian.
Yeah.
And maybe that's where the name came from. I doubt it, but maybe.
Lady Bastion. This is my husband. What's his name? Giz. Well, it could be anything. No, but it's related to my name. Is it Sir Bastian? Yes, it is. Was it worth saying this to me for that revelation, Lady Bastian? I think it was.
So, does he have a first name or not?
Yes, his name is Bastian. You just said his name was Sebastian. No, his name is Sir Bastian.
And I'm my name is also Bastian, yes. But I'm Lady Bastian.
Yes. My mum and his mum, they got drunk on...
Their names were Bastian as well.
They were like, oh, it's been decreed that we must name our kids Bastian and they must get married. And they will carry titles because we're posh fucks too.
You know, yes, child. From the posh fuck line. Yeah. Bastian posh fuck.
Lady Bastian posh fuck. What are you going on about? Ah, oh, is this your son? Yes, what's his name? Guess. Yeah, fuck off. Yeah. We called him Jamaican Crab instead. No, oh, Lady Bastian.
We keep him under the sea. Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Anyway, Bastian's got up for school.
Yeah, got up for school, and his dad, with his dad moustache, cracks an egg into a glass of orange juice.
Oh, God, that's such an 80s thing as well.
It's like, what the fuck? That just freaked me the fuck out. Is that a thing that people used to do?
I think so. You know, it's all fucking like hangovers from the 70s. Have you ever, like, there's like a Twitter page, or is it an Instagram? It's a social media like account. They exclusively post things from like 70s dinner party books, and it's fucking gross. All of it is disgusting and ugly and fucking shades of beige and brown, and it's awful. And this feels like the kind of thing from that kind of era.
Right.
So fuck him and his fucking egg. He cracks an egg in his thing and he's like, oh, Bastian, your mom's dead. Do you remember? And he's like, yes.
Yeah. We can't keep going on about it, Bastian. And he's like, you brought it up.
I just don't want you to wake up and think that she's alive still and think she's coming down to make you breakfast. Because she never will, Bastian. Never again.
It's eggs and orange juice for us from now on.
Ah, and I've run out of orange juice. Just whisk this in some water and swallow it. Hearty breakfast. Mm. And he's like, oh, Bastian, you've been bad at school. He's like, no, I've been good at school, Dad.
Like, bullshit, that's not
what
son.
Your maths teacher said.
Mm.
She said, me.
I don't know. I wasn't listening. But yes. I'm sure she said you were bad.
That was an accurate impression of what I heard while I was playing, I don't know, what's the fucking 80s video game?
Tron.
Well, I was playing the Disney movie Tron. And all I heard was, and I went, sure, I'll let him know. So I'm letting you know, Bastian.
You take that message to heart, boy.
Yeah. When you wake up in the morning, I want you to remember two things. One, your mum's dead. Two, I was like, Bastian, you know, I've been doing good in maths. And he's like, I think you mean well in maths, father. And his father just backhands him. He's like, don't cheek me, boy. He's like, sorry. He's like, it's okay, your mum's dead. But he's like, do better at school. And Bastian's like, yeah, sure, Dad.
Yeah, so his dad just sets off and Bastian, I don't know.
Watches as his dad plows into a fire truck and blows up. He's like, fuck.
Well, now I got no parents.
Now who'll make my egg and orange juice? I guess me. But I have no money and no way of reaching the countertop to make the eggs.
And no moustache.
Yeah.
That seems like a key component.
Alas. So yeah, he fucking, what does he do? He goes to school.
Yeah, running across the city.
Yeah, but fucking a trio of bullies.
But fucking trio. But fucking trio of bullies.
Or buffoolies, as they're colloquially called.
Like, no, yeah, no, not again.
Like, that's Bastian, let's get him. And he's like, no, not again. He runs into,
just like my dad told me.
Yeah. Have you been speaking to Mrs. Mass again? They're chasing down an alley, put him in a fucking
bin, which is apparently full of straw.
Well, it is outside Mr. and Mrs. Horse's apartment.
Terribly sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Horse.
We got a new straw bed. And so we threw out the other straw bed. That's why our bin is full of straw. And I was thinking of turning this into a stand-up routine. What do you think, Bastion?
I wouldn't open with it.
What should I open with? I don't know. Maybe two horses walk into a bar. And the barman says, why the long face?
And then, classic.
Yes, and everyone will laugh. And you will laugh, but also cry. And then you'll break one of your hooves. And then your owner will shoot you in the head. you'll be the most famous horse, or after Sea Biscuit.
This is all classic horse comedy. Try putting some peanut butter under your top lip.
And I'll come on stage and feed you a handful of sugar cubes. And everyone will be like, oh, look at that horse.
Oh, that diabetic horse.
Anyway, Mrs. Horse, I gotta go. I'm being bullied by some bullies.
I must go, being bullied.
So he gets out of the bin and then he fucking runs into them again and they go and chase him again. He's like, no, not again.
Yeah, so he runs into a bookshop. A fucking bookshop.
Oh, fucking bookshop.
Fucking bookshop.
Oh, fucking bookshop. Bookshop. Yeah. What's that in Scotch? Oh, fucking bookshop. Ew, look at these books. and he's like, look at these dusty pages.
Yes.
Yeah, and the guy who's lost his throat to throat cancer comes around the corner and is like, yes.
Welcome to my bookshop.
Welcome to ye old bookshop. How can I help you?
Do you want to shoop some books?
But she's like, no, I'm trying to get away from my butt fucking bullies. And he's like, oh. Oh, Bastion, take a seat. But she's like, sure. And he does, and then the guy's like, he says something stupid and mystical.
Yeah, all your books are safe because anytime you can just put them down and you're not part of the story. But this book is not for you.
Yes. Yeah, anyway, fucking hell, the guy gets a phone call and he's like, I just had to take this call. Goes and takes the call and then Sebastian's like, I'm going to steal this book.
I'm going to steal this guy's book from his shoe.
I'm going to steal this book. I'm going to steal the book from the book shoe.
He leaves a note saying, don't worry, I'll bring it book.
Duke, wook, ook, brook, yook, book, book. He's like, what?
The guy comes back and reads the note and he's like, he does the little satisfied smile like, yeah.
This guy. And he kills himself. Anyway, Bastion.
I mean, he might. We don't see that guy again.
Apparently he's in the sequel and I was like, really?
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 Really, bookshop guy?
Yeah, really, book, shoop, gook. So Bastion goes to Skook. And he's like, maps.
I'm moofstoost.
It's like, I'm not fucking taking my moofstoost. And so, my maths stress is what I said, by the way.
He's just suddenly become South African.
Oh, what is a South African accent?
Not fucking taking the moofstoost, mate. No, I can't do a South African accent. You basically just make all vowels sound the same.
I feel like I used to be able to do it. South Africa. It all sort of has like this weird timbre like that. Like, hello, my name is Sebastian. I want to take a look in your bookshop, mate. Oh, I'm going to leave a note.
Yeah. Because I've taken one of your books.
Don't worry. I'm going to bring your book back. Back. There you go. Back. There you go. The fucking old Bastion goes up to his school's attic.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to. He fucking sacks off his math test and runs up to the stairs.
I'm going to go to the attic and read a book.
Yep.
Let me just close the door.
I was about to get really annoyed that he left the key in the lock. And I was like, why has he left the fucking key in there? And then he pops back out and grabs the key. I was like, yeah.
Yes, my guy, Bastion. So anyway, fucking lays out on the floor, gets out his book from his back book. And then... so Bastion starts fucking reading from the Neverending Story.
I love that there's a full-length pop song.
I did want to listen to it, but I was like, it's too long. So I did.
I found that the intro of the film was enough. Enough of that song.
Oh, yeah.
It was like full verse and chorus, and it was like two verses and two choruses of it, I think, in the intro credits. And I was like,
yeah. It's the kind of song that I would like. I just didn't want it right now.
Fades in, which is interesting. Get a lot of fade outs, not a lot of fade ins.
I hate a fade out in a song.
Write an ending.
Right. And I say this where most of ABBA's songs are fade out.
Yeah.
And I get over it, but I much prefer just a proper ending.
Yeah.
But when you're doing a song live, I don't want a fucking extended like drum guitar riff. No. I fucking hate that. Just end the song on a nice like crescendo. Don't fucking let your musicians go off on one.
I like one of those at the end of a set.
I don't.
No?
30 seconds of just everyone like fucking just exhausting themselves. It makes me so mad that I actually can't take it. Oh God, just end the fucking song. Just end the song. Anyway.
I've done that so many times.
I bet. Most people do and most people love it, just not me.
Yeah.
If I ever see you live doing anything, you do that and we lock eyes, I swear to God.
I'll make sure we lock eyes.
I just draw my finger across my throat while I'm staring. Yeah. But yeah, Bastion, like in the book, what happens in the book?
What happens in the book?
What happens in the book, Tom?
We jump straight into fantasy land.
Yeah.
There's a big, scary something moving through the forest, but it turns out it's a nice, friendly rock man.
Yeah. Rocky, voiced by James Earl Jones, I do believe.
Is it?
Yeah. I think it sounded like...
Voiced by Sylvester Stallone.
Adrian, you're on the floor.
Tasty rock,
it's
guys.
Called Adrian. Oh, you Republican bastard. Anyway, fucking hell. So the rock eater comes and joins a Mad Hatter's tea party.
Yes.
He's like, can I join your tea party? He's like, what's your name? Like, Oswald Cobblepot. And he's like, no, it ain't, you cheeky monkey. He's like, what's a monkey? He's like, nothing. What's a monkey with you? Oh, God. Yeah, there's a Mad Hatter and there's Mad Snail and a fucking... Oh, God.
Sorry. I don't know why I found that so funny.
Oh, dear. And yeah, there's a weird, like, I don't know, alive scarecrow man, I guess, with massive hair.
What?
How else would you describe the man with the hair?
The man with the hair?
Yeah, the one who flies on the bat.
Oh, a little goblin dude.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's better, yeah. And with the rock eater, like, ah, oh, look at this rock, some limestone. Yum, 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 yum. And the weird people are like, oh, stuffing things. And the rock eater's like, yes, well, I used to love eating rocks, but then the nothing came and ate all the rocks. And I was like, oh
you greedy nothing.
Oh, you crazy nothing, you. The nothing came and ate all my rocks. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So now I come here and blah, blah, blah. I need to go and speak to the Empress.
Yes.
But they're like, oh, we're going to see the Empress too. He's like, good, let's all go together.
Yeah, they all say that there's been a mysterious nothing sweeping over their parts of the land and they're all going to the Empress to try and ask if there's anything she can do to help.
Yeah, so...
Nothing is devouring the land.
Ah, you related to that math teacher? They're like, yes, I am. So the Mad Hatter's like, I'm going to ride on this, not a squirrel, it's a snail. And he's the snail is slow. It's like, no, it's a racing snail. He's like, oh, how clever of you. And the other one fucking hand glides on his bat.
Yes.
And the Rock Eater rides on his rock tricycle, his ricycle.
Yeah, it's like a bulldozer thing, but like made out of rock.
Yeah, but on the way, like, what?
Made out of food for him, I guess.
Yeah, well, he's made out of food. I guess so are we.
Really, when you think about it, guys.
So yeah, but doesn't there nothing attack them on the way?
It starts to like blow and thing, and he's like the nothing, and then suddenly cut to a completely different color palette and soundscape, and then the guy's flying in the bat in the sky, and I'm like, wow, that was that's one way to end a scene. Just end it.
Yeah, bat guy.
Batman.
And they fly to the ivory tower.
Yes, the princess in her ivory tower.
I know that saying, but I don't really know what it... I know what it means. I don't know why that's a thing. What is an ivory tower?
Maybe it's from this film.
Maybe.
The princess is just a condescending bitch. The empress.
No one can hold that many tears. So anyway, fucking hell, like they land and there's all kinds of weird creatures with double faces and shit.
Yeah.
And then a man with a fucking long mustache and a weird head.
Head ridge.
Yeah. What's like, it's sort of like a Klingon-esque kind of facial makeup.
Yeah. Mm. Sort of Klingon head, Asian beard.
My favorite Pokemon. Anyway, so and then he's like, ah, the Empress. Oh, the Empress is...
the Empress is very ill.
The Empress is not well. And they're like, oh, why? It's like,
is she
going
to die?
Why is she not well? The nothing is like eating her out.
Yeah, there's a mysterious link between her illness and the nothing, and she's gonna die.
Yes, unless someone can save her.
Yeah.
And it's like, but who? It's like, there's a prophecy of this warrior called Atreyu from the purple buffalo killing people or something like that.
Yeah.
And we must find him, but he's already been found and he's arrived apparently.
Yeah, because we don't have time to go into the detailed points of the plot and this prophecy. Yeah. But suffice to say, there's a kid called Trey who's going to do this, and he's already here, and he's going to have to go and do it by himself and leave all his weapons here.
Yeah.
So let's just all just accept that so we can move on.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Trey, we sent a message, but we didn't think it would get to you. But I'm so glad it did. You saved us so much time. Thank you for coming. Anyway, yes. You're a small boy, and that's not what we're looking for. So good day to you.
But wait, yes, you are what we're looking for. Thank you.
Yeah, so grab your, I don't know, what do you use, I guess? A bow and an arrow and a sickle and a hammer and... in servant union, nothing eat you. He's like, Atreyu, go venture forth and go to find this magical thing to tell you exactly what to do.
Like, we can't give you any advice. You just need to find a cure for the princess. You have to go alone and you have to leave your weapons behind.
And he's like, but why?
No explanations here. Just go.
Look, it says it in the script. Just fuck off.
Yeah. We don't have time for explanations.
So Atreyu does. He rides off on his gallant horse. He gallivants.
Yes. Gallivants.
I really like that word.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm glad.
No, not your word, my word.
Oh. So Atreyu leaves with his perfectly conditioned hair for now.
Atreyu fucking fucks off on his horse.
Yes, and also a spooky wolf begins his quest.
The Grim.
Yes.
Yeah, he also starts his quest to devour Atreyu.
Yes.
I always thought his name was Betrayu when I was like literally up until I watched it yesterday.
Oh.
I was like, oh, it's not.
No, he's not going to betray you.
No, he's going to Atreyu.
Atreyu.
Eat you.
Out.
Eat out, you. No, that's not my name. It should be. Why? I'll tell you later.
When the nothing's finished with you.
Anyway, fucking up. Trey Winnie's Wolf's been searching without luck.
Yeah, they search all over the high...
All over this land. They search out danger. They search out warning. They search out love between my brothers and my sisters. All over this land. I think that's in the news. It's sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna.
I was going to say, that didn't seem like something you just improvised, but no. I don't know what it is.
It's a hymn.
A hymn?
Yeah.
You're singing in hymns?
Yeah. I remember that one. Because it's like, if I had a hammer, hammer in the morning, hammer in the evening, all over this land. And it goes like that. And you just say other things that you fucking do. If I had a candle.
All over this land.
I'd candle in the morning. Oh, God. Hymns. What are they good for? Absolutely nothing. Mm. Anyway, fucking hell, Betray You and his horse get stuck in a swamp.
Stuck in a swamp.
I forwarded this bit and I said to Tom I couldn't handle it.
I always, this is like the famous bit of the film.
Yeah.
Where like, that's like really traumatic. And I, it all happened too quickly for me.
I know exactly what you mean.
But it's like the first thing that happens on the quest and we haven't had time to
You haven't had time to develop any kind of sort of feeling for the horse.
Yeah, but, or even Atreyu at this point, really.
Yeah, I wish that he'd died instead of the horse and the horse had to carry on the quest.
The horse climbing up that tree talking to the big turtle.
That'd be sick. If it was like a talking horse, then that would have been awesome and this film would have been like totally dope.
Yeah.
Anyway, fucking hell, the horse dies and Atreyu cries and so does the boy Bastion.
Yeah.
Reading the book.
Yeah,
there's
the
a lot
horse.
Of bees there. Boy Bastion reading the book.
Yes. And the boss buys in the bomb.
Bwomp.
Bwomp, bwomp. Yeah. Oh, no, my horse has died. So Atreyu, like, just continues trudging through the swamp, horseless.
And then he fucking ends up on an ancient tortoise.
Yes. Who doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. I don't give a... Keep looking at my...
shell.
I don't give a fuck. Keep looking at my shell. Because it don't mean a thing when you're looking at my shell. I'm going to do my thing while you're playing with your penis. And this is my son, I sneeze. Do you remember that? No, you haven't seen Robin Hood, Prince of Tights, have you?
Prince of Tights.
Not Prince of Tights, Men in Tights.
No, I haven't.
Is it good? I don't know. It's been a long time.
This is the thing. It feels like that almost Monty Python-esque era of humour that's like old man with a beard funny.
Yeah, maybe it is like
but
that.
But like, I don't know. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I used to love it. And maybe I watched it recently, but I can't remember. Anyway, that's not important. What is important is the tortoise is not going to help Atreyu because the tortoise is a cunt.
Yeah, kind of is. But it turns out that the tortoise doesn't fucking know anything anyway.
Yeah.
He's like, you've got to go to the Southern Oracle.
He's like, what the fuck is the Southern Oracle? It's the Oracle that lives in the South. Thank you, Mr. Tortoise.
If I have to explain that to you.
Yes.
All hope is lost. But what's... I don't care.
Yes. Is there a song that goes, I don't care?
I don't care.
I love it. I love it. Like that.
That one?
Yeah. It's like, I don't give a damn. But I'm reputation.
Yeah.
There's I Don't Care, which is a Cheryl Cole song.
Yeah.
Which she didn't sing live on The X Factor and everyone noticed. How embarrassing.
Oh, Cheryl.
So fucking Atreyu's like, onward to the fucking Southern Oracle.
And then realizes he doesn't have a horse and he's like, oh, who am I talking to?
Yes, I'm talking to my moccasins. Which is probably exactly what he was wearing.
I don't really know what that is.
Oh, it's like a Native American footwear.
Oh. Well, then probably.
Yes. Ah, he says, moccasins.
There are moccasins now.
Anyway, so he fucking trudges on, then... Does a good luck dragon appear?
Yeah, well, he starts to get real sad in the swamp because he's got 10,000 miles to go and his horse is dead.
Yeah, he's like, ah, I'm making my way downtown.
Horse is dead.
Making my way downtown, my horse is dead and I bump my head and I'm Southern Oracle bound.
And we get, and there's a flashes of the wolf, the grim, yeah, approaching.
That wolf was scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it almost fucking gets him, didn't it? And then the luck dragon.
Yeah, almost comes and gets him. And then doesn't recognize him again at the end.
Who, the luck dragon?
No, the wolf.
He doesn't recognize who at the end?
Atreyu.
Doesn't he?
No. He has a whole chat with him and he's like, I was destined to kill the one who was going to save us. And
do you know
lost
what?
In
so in the plot synopsis for the book, there is no like chase with the Grimm trying to get him. That whole bit at the end does happen, but there's no like pre-bit to that. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, I wonder how. I would be curious to read the book. I'd like
me
to know
too,
how.
It's like a German book, apparently. Not apparently, it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so fucking hell. Yeah, so just as the wolf's about to go, fucking Falcor rescues Atreyu.
Falcor!
Oh, what's that backwards?
Rocklaff!
He's like, ha 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 ha. He's like, what's that for? He's like, I'm gonna rhyme a rock that laughs. Oh, isn't she funny? We already have one of those in this film, though. He's like, oh, damn it. Call me Falcor then, I'll be a lucky dragon. Okay. Can you become a lucky dragon? Just say that I am. Just put a whisker on me and a tail.
Yeah.
But you look exactly like the talking rock man. Just shut up. But yeah, the dragon rescues him and fucking takes him away.
Yeah, he grabs him just in the nick of time because the wolf is going to grab his ankles.
Yeah.
And then and then Atreyu wakes up some days later, all clean with his wounds dressed.
All nestled in Falcor's bosom.
Yes.
So fucking Falcor's skin made me want to heave. It triggered my phobia thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I can't look at this. I'm just thinking about it now. It's making me feel sick again.
Yeah. Falcor.
Falcor. Anyway, so yeah, he's like, oh, Falcor. Oh, Falcor. Thank you for rescuing me. Yeah.
Do you like to eat children for breakfast?
Like, no, I'm a fucking lucky dragon.
We don't eat breakfast.
Yeah, but I guess he would have a Chinese accent, though, because he's a Chinese dragon.
I guess.
I don't even know what... Do you know what? I actually don't know what a Chinese accent sounds like.
Well, I could have a go, but I feel like something in my brain is telling me to not.
Shall we see what I'm a lucky dragon is in Chinese? Let's choose a language like Mandarin, maybe.
Yeah, that's the main one, isn't it?
Yeah, like, yeah, that's the good one.
But... Fuck you, Cantonese.
I am a lucky dragon. Oh, fuck. What else did I can do? I can do it. I can do it.
Does it give you like the phonetic?
It does spell it in English. It won't. Sorry, hold on. Let me do it again.
I cash. A star runs you a bowl of science.
You should be putting that to the mic. That's great.
Oh, God. Hopefully it picks it up. Hold on, wait. One more time.
The person with the name of Wang Shigu.
Nailed it.
Said the dragon.
Are you the person with the name of Wang?
Let me just have one more go. I'm going to do it.
I am a careful person.
You got the I am.
I did. Lucky dragon, careful person, same thing.
Yeah.
And fucking Atreyu was like, ooh.
Oh, my lucky dragon.
Oh, lucky dragon. And that was racist, sorry. And he's like, I was talking about the entire podcast.
Just apologizing, yeah. for everything, for all the accents.
Fuck you, no.
We're both sat here in blackface.
Tom, this is how I was born. Oh. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, I thought we were doing a thing. Sorry. Yeah, so we meet the old couple, the little, I mean, what are they, like gnomes?
A scientist and a witch who are very small. They're called the Borrowers.
Oh, yeah, like the Borrowers, yeah. And they...
like, oh, drink this fucking potion.
Drink this potion full of fucking eels and worms and shit.
Milliam's auntie's deck. Oh, he's drinking the potion.
Oh, he's drinking the potion.
If you can't drink no more, say, I'm a traitor, get me out of here. And so he does. And they're like, oh, that'll set you right. Oh, that'll set you right, Adrian. And then the scientist is like, ah, come look at this telescope with me. Come to a more secluded part of the mall with me.
Yeah, look at my telescope. Yeah.
So they go to a telescope and then he's like, ah, what are you looking for? And Atreus is like, I'm looking for the Oracle. He's like, ah, you have to go through a special gate.
Yes.
And only people who are righteous can get through the gate, but you got to believe in yourself. Because if you don't, oh, it's really bad.
Oh, the boobies will judge you.
Like, what are you talking about, Mr. Scientist?
They'll shoot laser beams from their nipples.
And he's like, no. He's like, yeah, looking for my telescope. There's a man going down there right now. And like, oh, and then there's a knight on a horse going towards the sphinxes. Sphincters.
The sphinxes.
And he doesn't believe in himself, and they open their eyes.
He doesn't believe in himself. And if he really believed in himself, he wouldn't have to wear all that armor, would he?
That is very true.
Because there's no enemies about.
That's also true.
Only laser beams.
That's very true, too.
And they get him.
They do get him. Like, pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew. Down goes the knight.
That's a cool, like, that sounds like the title of, like, an ABBA song.
What, Down Goes the Knight?
Yeah.
But with a K. Or without the K.
Without the K.
Yeah.
That'll probably be on their, like, Voulez-Vous album.
Okay.
Like a disco, like, pew, pew, pew. Down goes the knight. And I'm feeling all right. I'm laying down. And you kind of put your fingers in me.
Classic ABBA.
Look at those fucking harmonies. Yeah. Oh, God. And then the scientist is like, ah, something. And then Atreus is like, I'm going to do it. And the scientist is like, no, I haven't told you about the second gate yet. But Atreus doesn't care.
Yeah, don't give a fuck. He goes. He believes in himself.
Yeah. He's like, oh, no matter how hard I try, I wish my horse was by my side, but he's dead in the swamp. Just like in Forrest Gump. Oh, God. And he goes to the Sphinxes, and he does believe in himself, but then he starts to doubt himself.
Yeah.
But he just fucking runs, and then he misses the laser beams. And I'm like, well, that was fucking easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess he believed in himself enough.
Yeah.
For the laser beams to not hit him.
Or he just jumped.
Or he just jumped out of the way, which, you know, the knight could have done if he wasn't wearing all that armor.
Yeah, it's his own fucking fault.
But then if it's just a case of moving quickly, just fucking gallop through on the horse.
That's true. Horse can run at least 10 miles an hour.
At least.
Fucking hell, but Atreus gets through, and then he meets another pair of sphinx. No, he meets like a mirror, didn't he?
Yes, the magic mirror gate.
I can't remember what that was about.
It's like most people face their true selves, and when faced with their true selves, most men discover that they're
secretly
fucking
a woman. Oh. Yeah. So Treyu sees himself and is like, oh, what a lovely pair of breasts.
Those sphinxes ain't got nothing on this.
So he reaches forward to fondle himself, and then he falls through the mirror, and he's like, oh, how disappointing.
Yeah, oh, my tits are gone.
And he's in more sand after this.
Yeah, and then he sees that reaches the pair of blue sphinxes, which is...
I thought this was such a cop-out. I was like, I feel like you just ran out of budget.
Just use the same thing again, the same as the gate, just blue this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they start speaking to him with their mind powers. They're like, oh, Atreus. Oh, lad.
Oh, my face is crumbling.
You must go to the Empress and... No, you must find the Empress a new name.
Yes, you need to give her a new name, but only a human child can do it.
Yeah. And Bastion, while reading this, is like, ah, oh, man, I'd love to give a new name or something.
Give her a new name.
Give her a new name.
My mum's name was fucking beautiful.
And I had to look on the Wikipedia to find out what his mum's name was, because I could not hear.
I tried to turn subtitles on, but I couldn't for that moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
There didn't seem to be a subtitles option on Amazon where I was watching it.
Oh, there wasn't my thing, and I was going to do that, but then I didn't. I don't know why. I think I was just like, I'm not going back.
What is the name he shouts?
Something like Moon Child.
Because I eventually just decided that it must just be deliberate that we can't hear what
Samantha.
He's saying.
Samantha! Yeah.
Audrey! Because this is a thing, like any just woman's name that he shouts is going to sound a bit ridiculous, sort of no matter what it is.
Yeah. But the fact that his mum's name is fucking Moonchild or whatever.
Yeah, I think I would have preferred it if the sound of the actual name just remained obscured by the storm and we never really knew.
Yeah, because it's never mentioned again.
Yeah. And we don't really need to know specifically what it is. All we need to know is that he calls the name out and gives the Empress a new name.
Yeah. And Atreus is like, how do I find this human boy? And I go to the edge of Fantasia.
Yes, beyond the boundaries of Fantasia. Hurry, Atreyu. My face is falling apart.
Yes.
My cosmetic surgeon has been eaten by the nothing.
It was mid-procedure, and I feel awfully disappointed.
Look how firm my breasts are.
Yeah, my breasts
that
are
doesn't happen naturally,
purred.
Atreyu.
My breasts are purred and my face is lumpy. What am I going to do? Call the whole thing off? Anyway, so... So what happens? Fucking Atreyu then gets... Does he get fucking taken by the lucky dragon again?
Yeah, yeah. They just... They fly around for ages and...
To find the boundaries of Fantasia.
Yeah, and Atreyu's all like... Where do you know where the boundaries of Fantasia are? He's like, I have no idea. So he's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
You fucking useless cunt. And Falco's like, oh...
Come on now, Atreyu.
Yes, the man who broke a dragon's heart. Anyway, fucking hell, the nothing appears out of nowhere.
Out of nothing, you might say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Atreyu falls off and...
Falls on a beach.
Yep, falls on a bit of land on a beach.
Yeah, and his fucking necklace comes off.
Yeah.
The...
Orin?
That's it.
I want to say.
It's A-U-R-I-N, I think it's spelled.
Is it? I took a guess at O-R-I-N, but I didn't look it up or anything.
It's on the wiki. Mm. It is A-U-R something. I think it's I-N. It might be E-N.
The Orin.
The Oral. The Oral. I like it.
The Oral.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the snakes are 69 in.
They are. But I could mean A-U-R-A-L.
They're also listening to each other.
Yes. He falls and then the lucky dragon's like, oh, fucking your necklace has fell off in the water.
Oh, you found your necklace in the water.
Go look for the fucking necklace in the water. But Atreyu's like, oh, where am I? And he realizes that he's in a fucking ruin.
Yeah, he's in a ruined city. He sees big, strong stone man.
Who says something like, oh.
They look like big, strong hands, don't
they?
But
they weren't, because they could not save
my friends
from me.
I squashed them. They are big, strong hands.
I was trying to hug them, and I accidentally flattened them across my stone surface.
Sorry about that.
But then nothing appears and swallows Stone Man.
Yeah. And
he's like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, well, look at these murals of my journey.
Yeah, look, there's that Tin Man I met, and the Scarecrow. There's a lion who looks oddly like a homosexual bear in every way. And then he sees the fucking wolf.
The wolf.
Yeah, the wolf man.
Yeah, Wolfgang.
Wolfgang Puck is a restaurateur.
Wolfgang is also the name of the director of this film.
Is it?
Wolfgang something. Peterson, maybe?
That does sound accurate.
Hmm.
Wolfgang, what's the opposite of a wolf and the opposite of a gang? Lamb soloist. Oh god. And then the wolf is in a cave and it's like rawr.
Rawr. Yeah, and then they have a whole thing and he's like, oh, I was destined to kill the one. I work on behalf of the nothing. Here's, yeah. I am contracted by the nothing.
Yeah, if you're not the one, then what am I doing in this cave
today?
In the book, apparently the wolf was chained in that spot forever.
Yeah, because the wolf is pretty, like, superfluous, redundant in this film. Like, it doesn't mean anything.
In the book thing, it was like he was destined to kill the one, but he was chained there by the Empress or something. And then Atreyu says, well, I'm the one that you were meant to kill. And, like, the sort of, like, the wolf laughs at that as it sort of succumbs to death because it's been there for so long and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that has a much more, like, poignant sort of thing to it. I'd rather that we never saw the wolf again after he tried to grab him.
I'd rather the wolf wasn't in it at all.
Yeah, or the film was all about the wolf. Anyway, fucking hell, the wolf lunges at Atreyu and Atreyu stabs him with a rock. Stabs him with a rock!
Yeah. And then the nothing kind of like swoops in over the castle ruin. And we get Falcor also swoops in and saves Atreyu just in time.
Yeah, and Fantasia's blown to smithereens.
Yes, look at all these smithereens everywhere.
Yeah, look at this fucking Windows 95 version of asteroids.
Yeah.
So they're flying and they're like, oh no. What's happened to Fantasia?
The world's gone.
And they're like, oh, do you think the ivory tower is still there? And they're like, oh, there's only one way to find out. So he grabs his fucking Orin and he's like, take us to the ivory tower.
Take us to the Uriviter.
And then Orin's like, yes, okay.
There it is. Ba-ba.
Yeah. Oh, I'll do the fucking Hunger Games thing again.
Yeah. Is that what I have? I've been meaning to like look up the Hunger Games
thing. Hunger Games thing is like a whistling thing. But yeah. It's idea, but it's like the... Du, 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 du.
Yeah.
So the noise I was trying to make, the idiot I does, it's like... that's it. Spooky noise. I was like, one note off. Which just seems to be the story of my life. They arrive at the ivory tower and the Empress is in them. She's like, oh, fucking Atreyu.
Oh, I'm the Empress.
Oh, Atreyu. You fucking arrived. Did you find me name? He's like, no, I didn't find your name. Oh, you bastard.
Go on, get me fucking name.
She's saying, no, but the earthly child you're looking for, he's been here all along. Blah, blah, blah. He doesn't know that he's here, though. And Bastion's like, what?
You needed to go on the journey and bring him along with you in order to let him know that he's part of the story and he's here and he needs to just give me the name. And then there's a bit where her and Bastion look directly into the camera and it's like they're talking to each other.
That was so extra. She was great.
Yeah, I thought she was brilliant.
It was uncomfortable how intense it was.
Yeah,
because she's looking right at you and her fucking... She's crying like I've never seen someone cry before. So much water coming out of her face. She's like, Bastion, please. And I'm like, oh, no.
God, I'm sorry. I don't know what your name is.
Oh, God. And Bastion's like, he pissed me off so much. Because he's like, no, it can't be me. Blah, blah. And I'm like... Like, even if you didn't believe it, you could have just said a name. I feel like if I was him in that situation, I maybe would have just said a name out loud, like, just because, you know?
Olga.
Olga van Thrippelwit.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, thank you, Bastion. But yeah, he's like...
Really, Bastion?
The only other thing I can think of is Lady Bastion.
You can knight me, right?
But yeah, she's like, he's like running around the attic being like, no, it can't be me. And I'm like, why not? You're of the age where you would believe it was you, I feel. And even if it wasn't, you could have just said a name and... Oh. But anyway, he does end up saying a name.
Yeah, once he reads his own name in the book.
Yeah.
That kind of hits home.
And then it all goes dark and then it all lights up again. And
she's just got one little grain of sand. That's all that's left of Fantasia.
And she's like, Bastion, take this grain of sand and make a wish. And each wish you make will rebuild Fantasia. He's like, okay, I wish for 1,000,000 socks. She's like, no. And then fucking Falcor arrives again and takes him on a shopping spree. That's not what he does at all.
Yeah, so he makes a bunch of wishes and his first one is to ride on Falcor, and then he uses Falcor to chase his bullies down, which I guess only happens in a fantasy. because Falcor can't travel beyond in out into the real world.
Well, I think it did though, which is why I was like, oh, this is weird.
That's dumb. If I didn't like that.
Yeah, because everyone else would have been like, oh, it's a fucking dragon.
It's a fucking dragon, mate.
And then it's like, oh, and then Sebastian did all kinds of other things. Well, that's for another story. Yes. Never ending story. Synth, like that.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, fucking hell. And I read on the wiki that, like, what happens in the second half of the first book is that Sebastian keeps on making all his wishes, and every time he makes a wish, he forgets who he is, and that leads to bad things. And then Atreyu has to, like, convince him to stop making these wishes because bad things are happening.
But the Empress told me the more wishes I make, the better it'll get.
Yeah, well, the Empress is a cunt. It's like, oh.
The Empress has a stupid name, thanks to you.
Yeah, her name is Moonchild Ladyfinger. Sorry, that's what I was eating at the time. But yeah, it's fucking end of the film.
End of the fucking film. I liked it overall. It wasn't quite the awesome epic adventure that it wanted to be, but I liked it overall.
Now I'm thinking about it. If I had watched this without the sound, I think I would have really like dug it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the visual, just trying to guess what the story is from the visuals would have been good. Because it wouldn't have had all like the fluff that I had to try and like reconcile, you know?
There's a lot of fluff that you need to reconcile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alas, it was a film and we did it.
And we watched it and we talked about it.
Yes, which is what we do here at Poorly Read Up the Movs. That's when Gifton had his stroke and died.
It's not what we do here anymore.
Anyway, fucking hell, I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you didn't, then fucking hell.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just don't know what to say at this point. Why are you still listening?
Yeah, you should have turned this off as soon as we made our first Bastion joke. Oh, but you didn't know. Anyway, fucking hell, I've been Gifton.
And I've been Tom.
Lady Bastion has been Sir Bastion.